الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أولى الناس بي المتقون حيث كانوا ومن كانوا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته الله سبحانه وتعالى has sent us into this world for the sole purpose of acquiring his pleasure. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to make this dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka ridhaka wal jannah. O Allah, I ask from you your pleasure, your rida, your happiness, and jannah. Wa a'udhu bika min sakhatika wan nar. And O Allah, I seek your refuge from your displeasure, from your unhappiness, and jahannam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to supplicate, O Allah, I seek the refuge of your pleasure from your displeasure, from your unhappiness. So I take refuge in your happiness from your unhappiness. In the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fafirru ilallah, run towards Allah. Run towards Allah from whom? From your enemies? Run from Allah, run towards Allah from whom? There are various interpretations. One interpretation is, run towards Allah from Allah. فَفِرُّوا مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run towards Allah from Allah. That means, run towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Run towards the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your displeasure. Aflatun once asked Musa alayhi salatu was salam that if the heaven, if the sky was to become a bow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to become the archer, and all calamities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created were to become arrows, how can one save himself? The sky is the bow, all the calamities are arrows, and Allah is throwing those arrows. Allah is the archer. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, there is a way to save yourself. That is to go and sit in the lap of the archer. Go and sit in the lap of the archer. Stand next to him. فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Run from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards Allah. There is no one greater than Allah. In the home, for a child, when the father is working and the child makes a mistake, there is no one with a higher authority than the mother. So by making a mistake, he has displeased the mother, but she is the highest authority. So after making the mistake, he begins to weep and cry, and he goes towards the mother, in the lap of the mother, from whom he is expecting punishment. So he is taking the refuge of the mother from the mother. He is taking the protection of the mother from the wrath of the mother. And he is softening the heart of the mother by weeping and crying and by showing remorse and regret. This is the goal of our life, to save ourselves from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to acquire His pleasure. This is the goal. Taqwa is the means to acquire this goal. Ibadat is the means to acquire this goal. Tilawat, zikr, salat, zakat, hajj, whatever devotions we carry out, whatever sacrifices we give, these are all means to acquire this goal. The goal is only one, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salat is not the goal. Zakat is not the goal. Deen is not the goal. Goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deen is the means. A person accepts Islam and 5 minutes after he passes away, he will go straight to Jannah. No salat, no zakat, no hajj. Why? Because he has acquired the goal, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and he accepted Islam. After accepting Islam, he entered the battlefield. Because he came at a time when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was engaging in a battle against the enemies. He came, he accepted Islam, and the amal that was taking place at the time was battle. So he took part in that battle. And during the battle, he was martyred. Only two amal, iman and battle, only two amal. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saw his body after the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remarked, amila qaleelan wa ujira kaseeran. Amal was very little, but the reward is very great. I can see his reward in the hereafter. Amal was very little, amal is very great. On the day of Qiyamah, everything will be decided on the basis of the pleasure of Allah. Is Allah pleased or not? And the aim and the goal of a mu'min's life is that he does not spend a single second in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not spend a single second in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, he should not spend any moment of his life in doing something that will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy. And if he does engage in an activity which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah safeguard all of us, then let's assume that that activity takes 15 minutes. So for 15 minutes he engages in an activity which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for 15 minutes Allah is unhappy, Allah is unhappy, Allah is unhappy, Allah is unhappy. And when the activity is over, 15 minutes is over, Allah is still unhappy because he is guilty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never engage in any activity which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do engage in any activity which brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as soon as possible we should disassociate ourselves from that activity. Instead of continuing for 15 minutes, that now I have started, might as well finish. No. Disassociate yourself in 2 minutes, in 4 minutes, in 5. The sooner you disassociate yourself, the better it is for you. And if you are unable to disassociate yourself and you carry on with the activity for that complete duration of 15 minutes, then as soon as you are over and you realize that, oh ho, I have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, then repent immediately and erase the unhappiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make him happy. Do not let that unhappiness linger on. Goal in life is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he becomes displeased, make him happy as soon as possible. Making sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not become unhappy, making sure that Allah remains happy, is known as taqwa. When we talk about taqwa, that he is a man of taqwa, he is a muttaqi, become a muttaqi, then all sorts of thoughts come in our minds. Oh, becoming a muttaqi means fasting regularly throughout the year. Oh, becoming a muttaqi means performing tahajjud every night. Becoming muttaqi means performing fajr salah with the wudu of isha salah. Becoming muttaqi is abstaining from even lawful pleasures. No, my friends. The taqwa upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the promises is very simple. There are various stages of taqwa. The episodes of our akabir, the episodes of the awliya, the episodes of the walis, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find in the books, they had acquired the taqwa of a very high stage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate all of us to that stage. But that is not necessary. The necessary taqwa upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all the promises is very simple. Carry out all the do's and abstain from all the don'ts. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If the people were to accept Iman, and if they were to live a life of taqwa, wattaqaw, lafatahna alayhim barakatim minas samai wal ard, we would open the doors of barakat for them on this earth and from the heavens. Barakat all over. Barakat from the heavens, barakat from the earth, barakat from the right, barakat from the left, barakat from behind, barakat from the front, barakat in individual life, barakat in family life, barakat in collective life, barakat in rizq, barakat in ilm, barakat in amal, barakat in happiness, barakat in tranquility, barakat in peace of mind. Lafatahana alayhim barakat. Not barakah, not singular. Allah says, barakat minas samai wal ard. All the mufassirin say, here taqwa means to carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. All the mufassirin are unanimous. وَلَوَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا إِيمَانْ وَاتَّقَوْا. Iman and taqwa makes a person deserving of the special friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes a special friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. إيمان and taqwa. إيمان and taqwa. And taqwa. Taqwa of which level? Carrying out the do's and abstaining from the don'ts. إيمان and taqwa. ألا إن أولياء الله. Listen very carefully. The special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا خوف عليهم. There is no fear upon them. Neither in this world, neither at the time of death, neither in the grave, neither on the day of Qiyamah, neither at the time of reckoning, neither on the pul sirat. No fear. Walahum yahzanun, they will not grieve. Neither in this world nor the hereafter. And who are these special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. Those with iman and those with taqwa. Taqwa. Those who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts. Because those people who carry out the do's and abstain from the don'ts become deserving of the rida and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Friends, this is the goal of life. This is the sole purpose of our existence. This is the sole purpose of our creation. Pleasure of Allah. Pleasure of Allah. Pleasure of Allah, pleasure of Allah. We become the ushaq of Allah, the true lovers of Allah. And we love Him so much, and we devote ourselves to Him so much, that thereafter we become the beloved of Allah. Those people who strive and who reach this stage of taqwa, this level of taqwa, where they are able to abstain from all the don'ts and they are able to carry out all the do's. And if they slip, they immediately repent. They do not let the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linger on. No. They immediately repent. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا. When they carry out a shameful act, أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, or when they oppress themselves. When they oppress themselves means when they carry out a munkar act. So when they carry out a fahisha, or when they carry out a munkar. Fahisha is that shameful act which is abhorred and disliked by all, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Theft, stealing, lying, deceiving. It is abhorred. It is disliked by all, Muslims, non-Muslims. This is fahsha. This is fahisha. Wal munkar. Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar. Salat. The quality of salat. The effect of salat is that it prevents a person, it saves a person from fahsha and munkar. What is fahsha? What is fahisha? That shameful act which is disliked by all Muslims and non-Muslims, all humans. And munkar is that act which is disliked by the Muslims. Omitting salah, not giving zakah, listening to music. Those people who will fall victim to shaitan and nafs and carry out either fahisha or munkar. Zakarullah. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ They remember Allah. They remember Allah immediately. They remember Allah. Oh, what have I done? Tawbah, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. What have I done? ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ They remember Allah. Allah had made this compulsory upon me and I did not carry it out. Allah had made this unlawful for me. And I have engaged in this act. Astaghfirullah. Fastaghfaru lidhunubihim. With this belief. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ Who can forgive other than Allah? وَلَمْ يُسِرُّ عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ And they intentionally do not carry on. They do not carry on with that fahisha or with that munkar. They immediately turn to Allah and say, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Those who abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if overcome by nafs or shaitan, they immediately repent. So they are always in quest for the pleasure of Allah, in search for the pleasure of Allah. Pleasure of Allah is my goal. Pleasure of Allah is my goal. I am going in this direction. Is Allah going to become happy? No, unhappy. So no, I will not go in this direction. I will go in this direction. I am going in this direction. Is Allah happy or unhappy? Unhappy. No, I will go in this direction. I want to go and meet Ahmad. Is this meeting going to bring the pleasure of Allah or displeasure of Allah? Displeasure of Allah. I do not want to see Ahmad. Before taking any step, the question they ask is this step going to bring the pleasure of Allah or displeasure of Allah? If it is going to bring the pleasure of Allah, yes, I will start. I will move forward. And if it is not going to bring the pleasure of Allah, and if it is going to bring the displeasure of Allah, I will move back. And if they take the wrong step, if they slip, then they do not remain lying on the floor after sleeping. After making a mistake, they do not let it linger on. No. Zakarullah, they remember Allah immediately. And fastaghfaru li dhunubihim, and they ask for forgiveness. They patch up their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if they have to patch up this relationship 100 times in 1 hour, 100 times in 2 hours. Even if he continually fails, I want to keep Allah happy, but I wasn't able to, I have made him unhappy, so I will repent and make him happy again. Again I have failed, I have made him unhappy. No, I will make tawbah again and make him happy. But I have failed a third time. I will make tawbah the third time. I will continue. I will never let this relationship break. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. We are the aashik of Allah. If not now, then the future aashik of Allah. I want to become the true lover of Allah. I want to become the true lover of Allah. And I can only claim to be a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I live a life of the pleasure of Allah. The obedience to Allah. And as a result, I am in His pleasure all the time. But I am failing. I want to become an ashik, but I am failing. So Khaja Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he says, Jo nakam hota rahe umar bharvi. Even if you continue to fail throughout your life, oh the true lover of Allah. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bharvi. Even if you continue to fail throughout your life, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode. In any circumstance, you are the true lover of Allah. You are in the quest for true love of Allah, you should continue with your efforts. You should continue striving until you breathe your last. If shaitan makes you break your ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times, then join the ties by repenting 5 times. And if shaitan makes you break ties with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100 times, then join this tie with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repenting 100 times. Jo nakam hota rahe umar bhar bhi, bahar hal koshish to aashik na chode, ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. He should keep this connection of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ye rishta mohabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo 100 baar toote, if it breaks 100 times, jo 100 baar toote to 100 baar jode. If it breaks 100 times, then you should connect it 100 times through tawbah. Allah has granted us this great ni'mat, great bounty of tawbah, invaluable ni'mat of tawbah, which has no expiry date. Allahu Akbar, no expiry date. A person commits a sin, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, oh Allah, forgive me. قَدْ أَزْنَبْتُ ذَنْبًا اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. I have committed a mistake. I have made an error. I have disobeyed you. Forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that my servant knows that he has a Rabb who forgives. My servant, after making a mistake, is saying sorry, so he knows that he has a Rabb who forgives. Oh my angels, forgive him. Oh my angels, I have forgiven him. Erase the bad deed from his book of deeds. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that every particle of the universe is CID for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every particle of the universe is CID for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wherever we are committing sins, anything that is observing us is CID for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The carpet is CID for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pebbles, the sand, the mountain, the curtains, even the darkness that envelopes us. Darkness, that is also CID for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these items will bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. So much so that our limbs will bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَىٰ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ. Our hands and our feet will bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. When we will lie in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will seal our mouths. We will not be able to speak with the tongue, and our hands and our feet will speak. So we will say, when Allah will give us the ability to speak with the tongue, after our limbs will bear testimony against us, لَمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. Why did you give testimony against me? Because whatever I said with the tongue was to save all of you from the fire of Jahannam. So all the limbs will say, أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The one who has made everything speak has made us speak also. We had to speak. So much so that a time will come when even the tongue will not be able to lie. يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ وَأَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. The angels will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. The book of deeds will bear witness against us on the day of Qiyamah. Our very friends who used to engage us in such activities, who used to support us in such activities, they will also bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. And everything around us. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that when a person sincerely repents, when a person has remorse, regret, and with this remorse and regret, Firm resolution not to repeat that sin again. Firm resolution. Remorse, regret, he stops, and firm resolution not to commit that sin again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his sins. And his condition is like that person who has never committed a sin. At-taibu minad dhambi kamalla dhamba lahu. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases that sin from the book of deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases that from the memory of the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases that from the memory of all the CIDs. And when the very friends who saw him do this, after his repentance on the day of Qiyamah, when they will be resurrected, Allah will erase it from their memory also. Only Allah will know. Only Allah will know. Ne'mat, great ne'mat, Tawbah, great ne'mat, invaluable ne'mat. He makes Tawbah, and after 1 month he sleeps again. No, not 1 month, after 1 week he sleeps again. No, not 1 week. After 12 hours he sleeps again. Not 12 hours, after 1 hour he sleeps again. After half an hour, overcome by shaitan and nafs, he makes the same error from which he has repented half an hour ago. And again, same thing, remorse, regret, firm resolution not to do it again. Allahumma ghfirli. Qad aznabtu zamban faghfirli. I have made an error. Oh Allah, forgive me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant knows that he has a Rabb who forgives sins. Oh my angels, I have forgiven him. Yabna Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minka wala ubali. Oh the son of Adam, for as long as you have hope in me and for as long as you turn to me with sincere repentance and ask for my forgiveness, I will continue to forgive you whatever sin you may commit. Tawbah, taqwa. Taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, taqwa. When a person lives a life of taqwa, Allah is happy with him. When he moves away from the platform of taqwa, then Allah is unhappy with him. He should use the ni'mat of tawbah to make Allah happy again and come back on the platform of taqwa. Very simple. This is the path of taqwa. If he moves away from taqwa, use tawbah to push yourself back on the path of taqwa. In taqwa lies the pleasure of Allah, in tawbah lies the pleasure of Allah. So when we move away from taqwa, we have moved away from the pleasure of Allah. So now take refuge in tawbah. This tawbah will return the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he will also return us on the straight path, on the path of taqwa. Those people who make a firm resolution that inshallah from today I will live a life of taqwa. I will live a life of taqwa. The aqaid will be very, very strong, correct and strong aqaid. Ibadat, devotions will be 100%. Muamalat, transactions, dealings will be in accordance to the Sharia. Muasharat, social life, interaction with people will be according to the wishes of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And husne akhlaq, the condition of the heart will be purified. And I will clean my heart from debasing qualities and adorn my heart with praiseworthy qualities. If we make this firm resolution today, and according to our knowledge, what we know to be farz, we try to carry out. What we know to be wajib, we try to carry out. What we know to be sunnah muakkada, we carry out.
And sunnah ghair muakkada, mustahab, nafal, we also try to carry them out as much as possible. What we know to be haram, we abstain. What we know to be tahrimi, we abstain. And we also try to abstain from makruhi tanzihi as much as possible. And if we make an error, then we turn to Allah and say, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. If we live this life of taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate us to the status of wilayah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will help us tread this path. Allah will help us. Allah will support us. If we are sincere, and if we strive and try, and if we are seeing something which is haram in our lives, something which is makruhe tahrimi in our lives, and if we are see ourselves discarding something which is farz or wajib or sunnah muakkada, and despite wanting to, we cannot let go of it, then don't become despondent. Turn to Allah and say to Allah that, oh Allah, what shall I do? Ask Allah. Dr. Abdul Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that if you cannot leave a particular sin, then say to Allah, oh Allah, what shall I do? Oh Allah, I want to leave this sin. You know that. I have left all the other sins. I have changed my life. It's only these 4 or 5 items. These 4 or 5 sins which I am unable to let go. Oh Allah, what shall I do? And weep. Weep. Let your tears talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, what shall I do? Oh Allah, what shall I do? Oh Allah, what shall I do? Oh Allah, you help me, you guide me. Go to your Shaykh for guidance. Confide in him. Follow his guideline. Let him help you. Let him support you. Be cooperative with him. Make him feel that you want to change. You want to change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it easy. A time will come when definitely you will change. Taqwa tawbah. Taqwa tawbah. Taqwa tawbah. This is the message. Taqwa tawbah. So Allah always will either we are on the platform of taqwa or we are on the platform of tawbah. Death should not come to us in a state where we are neither on the platform of taqwa nor the platform of tawbah. If death comes to us whilst we are on the platform of taqwa, we are in jannat. And if death comes to us whilst we are on the platform of tawbah, we are in jannat. Become the ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Become the ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the initial stages, because we are not true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not reached that stage of taqwa where we can be classed as the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all lovers of Allah, but of a lesser degree. So in the initial stages, we will have to strive. We will have to exert effort. It will not be automatic. It will not be so easy. It is through this process of striving from abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a person will reach that stage where he will be classed as a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he becomes a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help is always with him. Sulaiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, a great tabi. There was a group of ulama in Madina Munawwara who were known as al-fuqaha us-sab'a, the 7 great fuqaha. Sulaiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, was one of them. And very, very handsome. Very, very handsome. Dihya al-Kalbi radiyallahu anhu was so handsome that when he used to leave his home, his biographers have written that when he used to leave his home, he would put on the niqab so that he would not become a victim of fitna from the women. Similarly, Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala would also cover his face. That is how handsome he was. A great faqih, very handsome, and a wali of a very high caliber. He is going to Makkah Mukarramah to perform Umrah or Hajj with his friend. And he reaches the place called Abuwa. And both of them camp. And they make mashwara amongst themselves. Who will stay behind to look after everything and who will go and do the shopping? The friend went to do the shopping and he remained behind in the tent. Where they had camped, there was a small hill. And on the top of the hill was a small house. And in that house lived a young girl who was also very beautiful. Her gaze fell on the face of Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala and she immediately fell in love with him. It is for this reason our Sharia orders us to safeguard the gaze. Lower the gaze. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Tell the believing men that when they are walking outside, they should keep their gazes low. وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْدُدْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Tell the believing women that when they are outside, they should keep their gazes low. The command of the Sharia is not that look here and there and when you come across a situation, you lower your gaze. No. Keep your gazes low and when you need to look up, when the necessity arises, then you look up. Because sometimes when you are in a situation, it's difficult to move your gaze away. And you become the victim of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes a disobedience could be so dangerous that it could lead one to kufr. Hakimul Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala, has narrated an incident of a muazzin of a masjid. He climbed the minaret to give the azan and from the minaret his gaze fell on the young girl who was living next to the masjid. And she happened to be a non-Muslim girl. And he fell in love. He fell in love. He became obsessed. He tried his utmost to resist, but he couldn't. So he went to the father and he proposed. The father said, if you change your religion, then I will give you my daughter. You are a nice looking young man. Fine. Change your religion. The muazzin left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muazzin left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what mistake did he make? Only one mistake. Unlawful gaze. Unlawful gaze. He left the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he entered the other religion. And the date for the marriage was set. And a day before the marriage, accident took place and he passed away. So Jannat was taken away from him and the girl was also taken away from him. My friends, when the eyes become filthy, the heart cannot remain pure. Those people who desire to keep their hearts pure should keep their eyes clean. When the eyes become impure, the heart cannot remain pure. So control your gazes when you are outside. Control your gazes when you are reading books. Control your gazes when you are reading newspapers. Control your gazes when you are reading magazines. Control your gazes when you are in the town center, when you are in the colleges, when you are in the schools, when you are at workplace. Take guidance from your sheikh regarding your environment and follow his advices. so that you may be able to safeguard yourself from this filth. Control yourself when you are on the internet. Because every time your eyes look at something filthy, then your eyes are cameras and all the photos are being saved in the heart. And at the time of death, you will see nothing but these photos. How will you recite the kalima? So this girl, her gaze fell on Sulaiman ibn Yasar. Sulaiman ibn Yasar, rahimahullah ta'ala, his heart was pure. Tazkiyah had taken place. She was also very pretty. And he was very handsome. Here, tazkiyah was completed. There, tazkiyah was not completed. So she, when she saw that the friend has gone and he is alone now, she came down the hill and very quietly entered the tent. Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala said, "Who are you? What do you want?" So she said, "I have a need." Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala started looking for food. So she said, "No." She removed her niqab. Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala saw her beauty. But because tazkiyah was done, he immediately turned his gaze away. "I need from you what a woman desires from a man." The heart was zakir, not ghafil. When the heart is neglectful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it turns to anything that attracts it. But when the heart is zakir, it is connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot go to anything, because there is nothing more attractive than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that you fall in love because of the beauty of one woman only. Just one woman's beauty attracts you and you fall in love. But there are so many beauties throughout the world. There is beauty in the mountain, there is beauty in the ocean, there is beauty in the stars, there is beauty in the sun, there is beauty in the moon. And then there is beauty in men, there is beauty in women. So many beautiful items. Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that just one woman's beauty attracts you and you become obsessed. Think about the creator of all these beauties, how beautiful he must be. The true ushak, those whose tazkiyah is carried out, whose hearts are purified, and their hearts are enlightened with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing attracts them. Nothing. Connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is always fear that shaitan may lure them. So Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala immediately started weeping, crying. Crying. Because he feared, what if I make a mistake? He started weeping, crying like a child. So the woman left, fearing that somebody may hear him crying and may enter the tent and may see me here. So she left the tent. After a while, his friend returned with the shopping, and when he saw that the eyes were very red and the face was swollen, he said, "Everything okay?" He said, "Yes, everything is fine." "But you've been crying." He said, "No, not really. Just remembering children, wife, little bit, so a few tears." He said, "No, something extraordinary has happened. Because your eyes are very red, your face is swollen. You have to tell me." He insisted, persisted. So he narrated the whole incident. When his friend, who was also very pious, when he heard this incident, he sat down and he began weeping and crying. He began weeping and crying out of fear that what if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts me in this situation. So he said, "Why are you crying?" He said, you are very pious, so you managed to save yourself. If I was in your situation, I would not have been able to save myself. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has said that the sign of a munafiq, the sign of a hypocrite after carrying out a sin, is that he feels as if a fly had sat on his nose and he has just removed it with his fingers and with his hands. When a fly sits, we do like this. We don't even take any notice of it. This is the condition of a munafiq. That when he commits a major sin, this is how he feels. Both of them reach Makkah Mukarramah. They perform tawaf, umrah, hajj. And after performing the tawaf, Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala is sitting in the Haram Sharif between Hajar-e-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim, gazing at Kaaba, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he falls asleep. And in his dream, he sees Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam. Who are you? He said, I am Yusuf. He said, Yusuf the Siddiq? Because in Quran, Yusuf ayyuha Siddiq. He said, Yusuf the Siddiq? He said, yes, I am Yusuf the Siddiq. So immediately Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala said that your incident with Zulaikha is astonishing. Your incident with Zulaikha is astonishing. Because Zulaikha took you in a room. She was very, very pretty, very beautiful. She closed all the doors and she said, Hay Talak, come towards me. I want to fulfill my desire with you. You fulfill yours. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can only say this if your heart is connected to Allah. It is for this reason the mashayikh, the sufiyai kiram, they say that one needs to learn from his sheikh how to make his heart zakir, because when the heart becomes zakir, it is not possible for a person to commit a sin. A zakir person, if he commits a sin, that means for that moment he had become ghafil. Only a ghafil heart can commit a sin. Zakir heart can never commit a sin. Make the heart zakir. Illallah, illallah, Allah, 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 Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. When a person desires to become a hafiz, he will always find a teacher. He will always find a teacher. And the teacher will direct him how to learn the lesson, how to revise, how to put it to memory. In his supervision, in his guidance, this person will become a hafiz of the Quran. How to make the heart zakir? So at all times, you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. In the initial stages, my Allah is watching me, so I am scared. My Allah is watching me, so I am scared. My Allah is watching me with lots of love, so how can I do this? He loves me, how can I do this? Hay talak, ma'ad Allah, I seek refuge in Allah. Innahu Rabbi ahsana maswai. There are two interpretations. Innahu Rabbi ahsana maswai. I will take only one interpretation. Innahu Rabbi ahsana maswai. He is my Rabb. Ma'ad Allah, I seek his refuge. He is my Rabb. Rabb, who is Rabb? Rabb is that being who nourishes you, who looks after you, who fulfills all your needs until you reach the peak of excellence. So he is my Rabb. He has fulfilled all my needs. Ahsana maswai. And he has made my abode very nice. I was in the well and then I was sold in the market of Egypt as a slave. And here I am in the palace of the Aziz of Misr, Aziz of Egypt.
Innahu Rabbi, He is my Rabb. He has nourished me. He has nurtured me. He has looked after me. He has fulfilled all my needs. And He has granted me so much honor. If I disobey Him, then I will be a zalim. And the rule is, and the principle is, Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. A zalim can never become successful. I will never succeed if I fulfill my, if I fulfill my desire and if I carry out this sin. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We learn from this incident of Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. We learn from this incident that in order for one to save himself from sins, the first thing he has to do is to seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not only when the opportunity arises, even now, oh Allah, grant me your refuge. Oh Allah, grant me your refuge. Oh Allah, save me from anything that displeases you. Oh Allah, grant me your refuge from your least displeasure. Oh Allah, save me from your displeasure. Oh Allah, save me from anything that makes you unhappy. Oh Allah, save me from anything that makes you unhappy. Ma'adallah, ma'adallah, I seek your refuge, I seek your refuge. And thereafter, one should remember all the ihsanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has granted me this, Allah has granted me this, Allah has granted me this, Allah has granted. How can I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he needs resources to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs sexual urge to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs vigor, strength to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs tongue to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs an eye to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He needs an ear to disobey Allah. He needs money to disobey. He needs resources to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You show me one resource, my friends, one resource which is not given to us by Allah. One resource which is not given by Allah. So we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ni'mats and blessings and bounties granted to us by Allah Himself. Innahu Rabbi Ahsana Maswai, He has been so kind to me. And if I disobey Him, I will become a zalim, and a zalim will never become successful. So in the dream, Sulaiman ibn Yasar rahimahullah ta'ala said, your story, your incident with Zulaikha, who was the wife of the Aziz of Misr and who was very, very pretty, is very astonishing. So Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam said that your incident with the pretty woman of Abuwa is far more astonishing. Far more astonishing. Why? Because I am a Nabi of Allah, and Nabi is Masoom, Nabi is immune. Allah safeguards a Nabi, but you are an Ummati. You are an Ummati, and despite being an Ummati, you safeguarded yourself. Your story is even more astonishing. Let us leave our past behind. Let us leave it here. Let us leave our past behind here, in this very masjid. From today, life is changing. And Allah will forgive us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look for excuses to punish us. He looks for excuses to forgive us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked for excuses to punish us, none of us would have been sitting here. None of us would have survived. But no, Allah looks for excuses to forgive us. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates an incident which he had heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding a person whose name was Kifl and who belonged to Banu Israel. And Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said that I have not heard this incident from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, twice, thrice, four times, five times, six times, seven times. And thereafter he said that I have heard this incident from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than that. Imam Hakim rahimahullah ta'ala narrates this incident in his book from Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma
that there was a person whose name was Kifl. And he was not particular at all in regards to abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very well known sinner. Any opportunity he gets to sin, he would sin. Fulfilling his desires. He would take advantage of people. A young woman came to Kifl and she said, "I am in dire need of money. Can you please help me?" He said, "I will give you money, but let me fulfill my desire." Forced by circumstances, she had to agree. "I will give you 60 dinar, 60 gold coins, but let me fulfill my desire." When the time came to sin, according to the agreement, the woman started weeping and shaking out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here tazkiyah had taken place. So her connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She did not become neglectful. Just as a man finds enjoyment, the woman also finds enjoyment. But no, her connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she started weeping and crying. So Kifla said, "I have not compelled you to do anything. It was an agreement between you and me, with happiness from both sides. Why are you crying? Why are you shaking?" So she said, "I am shaking and I am crying out of the fear of our Creator." Sometimes, some individuals are so pious and their actions have so much sincerity that they have a profound effect immediately upon the worst of the sinners. And this is what exactly happened in this situation. Imagine the status of that woman in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no good in the life of Kifl. But this woman was so pious that when she said that, "I am crying and I am shaking out of the fear of our Creator," immediately Kifl said that, "If you have fear for the Creator, then I should also fear the Creator. If you have the fear of the Creator, I should also fear the Creator. I have repented from all my past wrongdoings. I have repented. I will not do any wrong from today. And keep the 60 dinar, that's yours. Sadaqah from me." Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My friends, only Allah knows for how long I and you will live. It is possible that we are planning to commit sins on the day of Eid, and on that very night we depart from this world with intentions of committing sins. It is possible that we are called by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst committing a particular sin. Repent, my friends. Repent from everything. Every unlawful relationships, repent. Drugs, alcohol, repent. Music, films, movies, repent. Wrong use of internet, repent. Discarding of salat, repent. Disobedience to parents, repent. Oppression, zulm, repent. Lying, cheating, repent. Repent from all filth, all sins, and thereafter try your utmost to stay on the straight path. Use resources, ulama, mashayikh, da'wah, tabligh. Use these resources so that you are able to remain steadfast on this resolution of yours. Ulama, mashayikh, da'wah, tabligh. Use these resources and continue striving. Remain on the straight path and continue repenting whenever an error is made. Whenever an error is made, repent. A time will come when you will not have to repent. A time will come when you will not have to repent, because Allah will safeguard you from all the sins. When Allah will see your sincerity. Kifla repented. "I have repented from all my past." And it so happened that very night Malakul Maut came to extract the ruh of Kifl. When people woke up in the morning, everybody knew the filth he was in. When people woke up in the morning, and when they passed by his home, they were surprised to find an inscription on top of the door of his house. قَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven al-kifl. So my friends, go from here with this firm resolution that inshallah the objective in life will be taqwa and tawbah from today. And once taqwa comes in life, all the barakat are yours and mine. All the barakat are yours and mine. Allah will become ours. Allah will become ours. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was once grazing goats. And he started feeling sleepy. So he feared the wolves coming and taking away the goats. So he tried to keep himself awake, but he couldn't. He was also human. And finally he fell asleep. After an hour or so, when he got up from his sleep, he got up with a lot of concern and fear. What has happened to my goats? And to his surprise, the wolves were behaving like sheepdogs and looking after the goats. The wolves were looking after the goats and they were behaving like sheepdogs. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam inquired, "Oh Allah, what is this?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya Musa, kun kama urid. Akun laka kama turid." Oh Musa, become the way I want you to become, and I will become the way you want me to become. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in his supplication he said, "Oh Allah, you are for me as I want you to be. You are for me. You are already for me as I want you to be. Despite all my disobediences, you are fulfilling all my needs. So, oh Allah, you are already for me as I desire you to be. Oh Allah, make me the way you desire me to be." Go from here with this firm resolution of taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become ours. And when Allah becomes ours, everything is ours. Everything is ours. Personal problems you have, solution is taqwa. Individual problem, solution is taqwa. Collective problem, taqwa. Any problem, taqwa. Illness, taqwa. You are looking for a bride, taqwa. You want to pass an examination, taqwa. Taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah, taqwa, tawbah. Taqwa, tawbah. Both. Istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Hasan al-Bisri. Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala quotes that Hasan al-Bisri rahimahullah ta'ala was in his majlis and a person came. And he said that due to famine, due to lack of water, the growth in the farm and in the orchards is very less this year. Make dua for us. So Hasan al-Bisri rahmatullahi alayhi said, read istighfar in excess. Read istighfar excessively. Istighfar is part of tawbah. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. Istighfar. So problem, his problem was farming. Istighfar. Another person came and he said, "I'm very poor, destitute. I look for jobs. I cannot find jobs. When I do find jobs, the salary is very little. Hand to mouth all the while. In debt all the time." He said, "Istighfar. Excessive istighfar. Excessive istighfar." Another person came, "I have been married for so long, no children." He said, "Excessive istighfar." People are complaining of water, excessive istighfar. People are complaining of wealth, excessive istighfar. No children, excessive istighfar. Orchards, excessive istighfar. No water in the rivers, excessive istighfar. So one of the students said, Hazrat, people are coming with different problems and medicine is same for everybody. Istighfar, istighfar, istighfar. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam saying, and when a prophet speaks, that is the wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Seek forgiveness from your Rabb, because he is very much forgiving. And when you seek forgiveness, what will he give you? Your cell is sama alaykum midrara. He will bring down lot of rain as a result of istighfar. Wa yumjidkum bi amwal. He will give you lot of wealth as a result of istighfar. Wa banin. And he will give you children as a result of istighfar. Wa yaj'al lakum jannat. The gardens will blossom. The orchards will blossom as a result of istighfar. Wa yaj'al lakum anhara. The rivers will flow as a result of istighfar. So istighfar, tawbah. Tawbah. As a result of tawbah, all problems will be solved. As a result of taqwa, all problems will be solved. Why? Because taqwa makes Allah happy. And tawbah also makes Allah happy. Taqwa makes Allah happy. And when we make Allah unhappy, tawbah makes Allah happy. And if taqwa makes Allah happy and Allah becomes happy, all problems will be solved. Tawba makes Allah happy, all problems will be solved. Through taqwa, Allah becomes ours, and through tawba, Allah becomes ours. And when Allah becomes ours, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Taqwa is lacking, tawba is lacking. Allah is unhappy. And when Allah is unhappy, Allah is not ours. He is not in our favor. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. The Muslim Ummah is in large number. Large number. So many Muslim countries. Look at the population. Look at the resources that the Muslims have. Majority of the rubber is controlled by Muslims. Majority of oil is controlled by Muslims. Majority of wealth is controlled by Muslims. Or shall I say, majority of rubber is possessed by Muslims, not controlled by Muslims. Rubber possessed by Muslims, majority of oil in Muslim hands, majority of wealth in Muslim hands. Numbers of Muslim great, Suez Canal in the hands of the Muslims. A very strategic position. Despite that, we have nothing. Despite having everything, we have nothing. Why? Because Allah is not ours. Allah is not in our favor. Because we have not made Allah ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, oh Allah, if you, one is not mine, to koi shay nahi meri, nothing is mine, despite having everything. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri, tu ek mera, to sab mera. If you are mine, then despite having nothing, everything is mine. Tu ek mera, to sab mera. Falak mera, zami meri. The heaven is mine and the earth is mine. Everything is mine. Everything is mine. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is giving khutbah on the minbar of Masjid Nabwi. And during the khutbah, he says, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, Ya Sariyah al-Jabal. And the whole congregation is astonished. Sariyah is the commander-in-chief of the army that was dispatched a few days ago. And it is engaged in battle with the enemy. And Umar radiallahu anhu is speaking from here with Sariyah. Ya Sariyah al-Jabal, O Sariyah, take support of the mountain. O Sariyah, take support of the mountain. O Sariyah, take support of the mountain. Sariyah is not here, he is in the battlefield, thousands of miles away. And Amir al-Mu'mineen is speaking to Sariyah. But nobody had the courage to ask Umar radiallahu anhu. When Sariyah returned, when the army returned, They were asked, anything extraordinary? They said, yes. We were in the battlefield surrounded by enemies and there was no possibility of escape. And in that situation, the minds could not think. And suddenly we heard Amirul Mumineen call out, Ya Sari Ahal Jabal, Ya Sari Ahal Jabal, Ya Sari Ahal Jabal. So we looked around us and there was a mountain. We took refuge of the mountain and we attacked the enemy again and Allah granted us success. Even the wind is in control. Wind is in control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens all the ways and Umar can see the whole battlefield from Makkah, from Madina Munawwara. Because Umar had made Allah his by adopting taqwa, by abstaining from every disobedience to Allah. Umar had made Allah happy. Radiyallahu anhum waradu anhu. This is what we need to do. This is the solution to all our problems. Make Allah ours. Make Allah ours. Earthquake takes place in Madina Munawwara during the time of Umar radiyallahu anhu. And he strikes the earth with his whip. Wherever he was sitting, Umar radiyallahu anhu, he did not become frightened. No, he struck the earth with the whip. And he said, am I not living a life of justice? Why are you trembling? Why are you shaking? Stopped earthquake. And from that day until today, Madina Munawwara has not experienced an earthquake. Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu sends a letter to Umar radiyallahu anhu that we have conquered Egypt. And the people here say that every year we have to sacrifice a young lady. Then only the river Nile flows. A time comes when river Nile stops flowing. This was from Shaitan. And only when we slaughter a young woman, please give us permission to do that. We need to carry out this ritual. Amr ibn As radiyallahu ta'ala said, this is something new for me. I have to ask Khalifa, Amirul Mumineen. A letter comes from Amirul Mumineen, Umar radiyallahu anhu. And in that letter, he instructs Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu that with this letter that I have written to you is attached another letter which is written to the river Nile. Umar radiyallahu anhu is writing a letter to river Nile. I am sending two letters. One is for you and one is for river Nile. Throw the letter that I have written for river Nile. This is impermissible in Islam. Don't let anybody slaughter anybody. And what was written in that letter? I am the servant of Allah. And you are also the servant of Allah. I am the creation of Allah. You are also the creation of Allah. If you are flowing with the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then flow. And if you are flowing out of your own will, then Umar does not need you. As soon as Amr ibn As radiyallahu anhu threw that letter in River Nile began flowing, and from that day until today it has been flowing. Umar radiyallahu anhu is in Madina Munawwara and a person arrives and he says, there is fire in Madina Munawwara, from one house to the other, from second to the third, we are unable to control the fire. Umar radiyallahu anhu immediately relaxed. He takes off his upper garment, the shawl that was covering his upper part of the body. And he said, take this shawl and just put it in front of the fire. Shawl, put it in front of the fire. The person took the shawl and the fire stopped. And with this shawl, he extinguished the fire. My friend, these are the four elements with which the human was created. The soil, the earth, the wind, the water, and the fire. These are the components with which a human is created. When the human becomes a true human, when the human becomes a human in its true sense, he will be able to control all these four elements. Let us become Allah's. And we can become Allah's by acquiring His pleasure. And we can acquire His pleasure how? Taqwa and tawbah. And taqwa and tawbah can be acquired by making the heart zakir. All the time remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time remembering that one day I have to die and stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So khashiyat, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that can be acquired through tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. So worry about tazkiyah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. So let's put all the filth at the back of us. Let's go from here with a new life, inshallah. Sure. All forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, today. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wal aqibatu lil muttaqeen, was salatu was salamu ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان واجعلنا هداة مهتدين اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة الجنة جنة الخلد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أعمارنا أواخرها وخير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه يا ولي الإسلام وأهله ثبتنا به حتى نلقاك يا رب كل شيء بقدرتك على كل شيء اغفر لنا كل شيء حتى لا تسألنا عن شيء اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت عالم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم اشف مرضانا 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 وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا وارحم موتانا اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم ارزقنا شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتنا في بلد رسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب
وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء شهر رمضان. اللهم آتك رقابنا من النار. اللهم آتك رقابنا من النار. اللهم آتك رقابنا من النار. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم لا تردنا خائبين. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين، يا أرحم الراحمين. Have mercy upon us. O the most merciful one, have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving one, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our wives and children. Forgive the sins of our brothers, sisters. Forgive the sins of our relatives. Forgive the sins of our friends, associates. Forgive the sins of those to whom we are indebted. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Ilah al-Alameen, forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from your disobedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your eternal pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimeen, safeguard us from your displeasure. Safeguard us from your anger. Safeguard us from your wrath. Ilah al-Alameen, safeguard us from your punishment. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are very merciful, you are very loving, you are very kind, you are very forgiving, or you are very compassionate, O Arhamur Rahimeen. Only through your grace and mercy, we were able to come to your house today, and only through your infinite mercy and grace, we have managed to make a firm resolution that we will live a life of taqwa, and we will live a life of tawbah, and we will never displease you. We will always try to please you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us all steadfastness on this tawbah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, keep us steadfast on this tawbah. Keep us steadfast on this path of taqwa. O Arhamur Rahimeen, guide us on the true path. Guide us on the straight path. Guide us on the sirat-e-mustaqim. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your pleasure. Grant us your love. Grant us your nearness. Grant us your recognition. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the love for your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to follow each and every sunnah of your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Arhamur Rahimeen, purify our hearts. Purify our hearts. Purify our hearts. Ilah al-Alameen, remove every debasing quality from our hearts. And Ilah al-Alameen, enlighten and adorn our hearts with every praiseworthy quality. O Arhamur Rahimeen, for as long as you keep us in this world, keep us with Iman, keep us with Taqwa, keep us with Tawbah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when you take us from this world, take us with Iman, take us with your pleasure, take us with Wilaya, take us with your special friendship. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make Qabr easy for us, make Qabr easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make our graves gardens from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, make the day of reckoning easy for us. Grant us shade under your throne on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make reckoning easy for us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. O Arhamur Rahimeen, make pul sirat easy for us. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from the fire of Jahannam. Save us from your wrath and anger. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us entry into Jannah with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. O Arhamur Rahimeen,
fulfill all our lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. Ilaha Alameen, grant us all the goodnesses of this world and the hereafter. Save us from every evil of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from the deceit of shaitan and nafs. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, accept all our ibadat, accept all our humble ibadat. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we know that our ibadat are void of ikhlas, our ibadat are void of sincerity. We know that they are not worthy of being presented in your court. O Arhamur Rahimeen, only through your fadl, only through your grace, only through your mercy, accept our ibadat. Make them valuable and make them the cause and the means of our forgiveness on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we have wasted many seconds of the month of Ramadan and we have wasted many moments of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, we sincerely repent and make a firm resolution not to do so in the future. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to value each and every moment of our lives. O Arhamur Rahimeen, there are so many brothers, so many sisters who have asked us to make dua for them. There are so many who are unable to put their request, but they expect us to make dua for them. Ilaha al-Alameen, include all these brothers, these sisters in our dua. And O Arhamur Rahimeen, fulfill all their lawful needs of this world and the hereafter. O Arhamur Rahimeen, every good that your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all your pious servants has asked from you, grant it to us. And every evil from which they have sought your refuge, grant us refuge from them. O Arhamur Rahimeen, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. And what we have not been able to ask from you, but which is beneficial for us in this world or the hereafter, grant it to us. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant acceptance to everyone. Grant acceptance to everyone. Grant acceptance to the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, alleviate the sufferings of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant khair and barakah and happiness to both Muslims and non-Muslims. O Arhamur Rahimeen, create means where Muslims and non-Muslims both can become happy in this world and also in the hereafter. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. ربي اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحمة.